now going to talk about coronary artery disease. This is a vascular disease that narrows the coronary arteries. Usually it's caused by atherosclerosis, and it's really specific to the coronary arteries. And what it's going to do is it's going to result in insufficient delivery of oxygenated blood to your myocardium in your heart, which is ischemia. The cells are going to perhaps die, and you're going to get damage to the heart muscle and possibly a heart attack. So really, if you go back and listen to the audio pods for atherosclerosis, everything we said about that applies now to the coronary artery disease, but it's specific to your coronary arteries. And so if you think about the risk factors for this, well, you've got age. For males, it's 45 and older that are at greatest risk. For females, it's 55 and older, and it seems to be most common after menopause. You can obviously have genetics, family history, smoking, diabetes and insulin resistance. And two of the big factors are obesity and sedentary lifestyles. And in particular, we think about abnormal concentrations of blood lipoproteins, which again can be due to genetics or diet. And you can have what's called the lipid risk factor. And this is if you have high values of total cholesterol, if you have high low-density lipoproteins, high triglycerides, or low high-density lipoproteins. And obviously, we would consider it probably a mismatch disease due to the fact that in days gone by, people were active throughout their entire lifespan. Of course, people didn't live so long, didn't have as much food, so very much related to diet and exercise. And of course, if you think about homeostasis, well, your heart itself needs a very good blood supply in order to be able to continue doing what it does, which is basically contracts and pumps the blood around the body. And you need your blood to pump around the body to go to all your tissues, as it's supplying you with oxygen, nutrients, etc., and taking away wastes. So really, when we think about coronary artery disease, think about it being a special version of atherosclerosis, which is specific to our coronary arteries.